This is The Guardian.
I'm Noor Haidar, coming to you from Gadigal land, and this is the full story.
And it is, of course, a real pleasure for me to be here today to talk about our BHP's response to global warming. It's somewhat symbolic that we're here in the UK, very much the birthplace of the Industrial Revolution that set the world on a new development path, and one that created...
Taking to the stage at the Financial Times Climate for Change conference in London in 2019, Andrew Mackenzie, the then global head of mining giant BHP, acknowledged what many have known for a long time.
So the evidence is abundant. Human-induced global warming is indisputable.
Because of this, BHP, one of the world's largest polluters, promised it would do more to decarbonise its operations.
All emitters, resource companies, consumers and customers must play their part together with governments to meet the climate challenge.
The company pledged to reduce emissions at their mine sites by 30% by 2030 and to reach net zero by 2050.
So that is what BHP stands for, and I strongly urge others in our position to do the same. It is the right thing to do. It makes good business sense. A concerted global effort is required, and the future depends on it. Thank you.
But now a joint Guardian Four Corners investigation reveals BHP has hit the brakes on decarbonisation, with leaked internal documents showing that it's cancelled or delayed projects aimed at cutting emissions at its Australian operations. Today, Chief Investigations Correspondent for Guardian Australia, Christopher Norse, on what's inside the BHP files.